to the Humanize podcast, all about personalizing your health. I'm your host, Rebecca Kelly. Today, I'm so excited to announce our guest, Lisa Klein. But before I do that, I just wanted to remind you all to subscribe to all of our various casts in audio, video, and transcription at humanizedhealth.com. And I'd also like to thank our lead sponsor, Village Green Apothecary, at myvillagegreen.com. So our guest, Lisa Klein, is the founder and owner of Total Health Physical Therapy, a PT practice specializing in manual therapy and total body rehabilitation. Lisa has spent the entirety of her 30-year career pursuing excellence in manual medicine and total body mind healing. Lisa, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to have you.
I'm happy to be here, Rebecca. Thank you.
So the title of this podcast is Stress and Trauma, What They Are and How They Affect Our System as a Whole. And obviously right now, there's a lot of stress and trauma going on.
Yes, thank. Yes. So when we were talking about what to do, my COO, we were talking about what to do for the first recording. And she's like, trauma and stress. It's like, oh, okay, we'll do that.
What are some common changes in the body when we're experiencing stress and trauma?
So stress and trauma affect our bodies in different ways, depending upon the person, but overall, they kind of do the same thing to everybody. So stress is when things start affecting you, you're responding to what you see, what you feel, what you watch on the news, what you hear. All these sensory inputs are going to be hitting your body, and your body has to process all that information.
That's right.
And if it's hard to process, it can cause your body stress. So the adrenals will start to load. The adrenals sit on the kidneys like little hats, and they produce stress hormones. So the more you're seeing, feeling, hearing information that is difficult or challenging, the adrenals will start to load. We see this also in our patients who have had physical trauma, car accidents, different things happen to them. So our bodies are all wired pretty much the same way. So that will cause some changes. Your body will start to go into a fight or flight response in response to what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling on a day-to-day basis. If that keeps going, say, for example, maybe for a year in a pandemic, just as a random example, that can kind of become escalated, and your body now goes into more of a trauma response.
Yes.
So our bodies are handled by the nervous system, and the nervous system is fed in many ways by the endocrine system. So the more your body is under stress and the adrenals are loaded, the kidneys are loaded, different organs start to load with the fight or flight response, your body then may kick into a freeze response, which is mediated by the stomach. So prolonged stress that becomes trauma can cause a cavalcade of problems, including anything from GI issues, nausea, headaches, sleep issues, focusing, you know, sugar cravings, just you name it, and every system's affected by it.
That makes so much sense, thinking back over the several months that we've all been going through. So my question is, how can stress cause digestive issues? Because I've noticed that my stomach is really much more sensitive over the past few months. My appetite fluctuates frequently. There's definitely some things going in my, you know, GI tract.
So when your body starts going into that fight or flight response, that's mediated by what's called the sympathetic nervous system. It's kind of like, again, you're running from a tiger. And so when your body goes into an adrenal fight or flight response, the body shunts fluid away from the organs into the extremities, essentially. So you're no longer digesting. Digestion is not that important when you're running from a bear, for example. But your body, you know, where we are in time, we think we're so smart. You know, everybody thinks, you know, especially in Washington, we're so smart.
So smart.
But our bodies do what they've done for thousands of years, which is when you're under stress, your body will go into this paradigm, which is a change in fluid, change in neurology, change in hormones. It is what it is.
Right.
So what in terms of the digestive system, your body will stop focusing on digesting food. It will also start to lock down what are called the diaphragms, because the vagal nerve goes through the respiratory diaphragm. So the more stress you're under, the more your chest will get tight, your diaphragm will get tight, everything will get tight. And the vagal nerve, which controls digestion, goes through the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
So poor little vagal nerve gets hit eight ways to Sunday in that it's under stress, it's loaded, and then now it's impinged in your diaphragm.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Described it, yes. And yeah. I also noticed that I seem to get cranky for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
I really am feeling that, especially lately, as I think cabin fever has set in.
Yes.
So what happens in my system that allows stress to cause this?
So again, it's the adrenals. So it's your body, when you're under prolonged stress, the organs that control appetite, mood, temperature, all these things are loaded. Mm-hmm. That means they don't have the resilience that they're supposed to have. Mm-hmm. So when you do something like drive on the beltway, which I did for the first time on Saturday, it's very stressful. I'm like, beltway. So I haven't been on the beltway in a year. So things like that technically, theoretically, you should be fine with. Your system is just on a high trigger. It's like a guitar string that's really tight because you haven't had a break.
Right.
So again, adrenals, organ systems, neurology, blood vessels, everything goes into this fight or flight, sympathetic nervous system situation. And the next thing you know, somebody who's in your, if you're living with your pod, they do something, you're like, da-da-da. You know, you start snapping because you have no resilience.
And are there differences in the symptoms of physical stress and trauma versus emotional stress and trauma?
That's a great question. We see patients who are very complicated, who come in for, we see a lot of patients with chronic pain and neurological disorders. All those things will cause stress on the system. So theoretically, no. Anything that's stressing out or traumatizing your body will cause the same reaction. However, it looks different in the body. So when somebody comes in and we map them, because we map the fascia, we can kind of tell, is it physical, is it emotional, what is it, because it presents differently. But overall, no, those things will cause all kinds of stress and trauma to your body. I had a patient who fell off a ladder and broke her wrist in a very unpleasant way, and her blood pressure shot up because her body, you know, it was very painful. So prolonged physical pain will also cause the adrenals to load.
I also noticed that I'm having trouble concentrated for periods. Actually, it's 30, 45 minutes. I'm really struggling. And that's not like me. That's not me. So
I know. It's a lot of people.
What might that be?
So again, there's this thing called the neuroendocrine connection. So whatever happens with the endocrine connection, which is your adrenals and the glands in the body, pituitary, hypothalamus, thyroid, the more the endocrine system is loaded, it will load the neurological system. So, and vice versa. So if you've had neurological trauma, it can affect the glands and again, vice versa. So anybody who's been under prolonged stress can start having a hard time neurologically. And one thing that we see a lot is attention and concentration.
That's me to a T. And actually most of the friends that I talk to, they also.
Yeah, pretty much all of us right now have the attention spans of like a small flea. So it's really, that's why we're doing puzzles every night.
Yes. It's so true. Thanks, Lisa. Those are really valuable insights. Lisa Klein can be found at
www.totalhealthptdc.com.
Awesome. Let me remind you to subscribe and get access to all Humanized videos, podcasts, and transcriptions for all of our thought leaders on personalized health at humanizedhealth.com. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you, Rebecca.